would you call a farm where they raise a lot of cows purely for producing milk?
A dairy.
Do you ever use the term dairy to mean a place to keep milk and butter? A storage place?
No.
Okay. And what would you call a place where the animals go out to graze?
Pasture.
And do you know anything about cotton raising? For instance, do you know what they call it when they hoe between the cotton stalks to thin it?
Chopping.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What would you call grass that grows up in a cotton field, or in fact any kind of field that's undesirable?
Weeds.
Do you have any specific types around here?
Not that I would.
You would say cotton and corn grow in a
field.
What's a smaller area, perhaps just for one crop?
Patch.
Yes. And what kinds of fences are you familiar with?
Barbed wire,
mm-hmm.
rail,
mm-hmm.
stone,
mm-hmm.
Picket,
mm-hmm.
Cypress board.
Mm.
Chain link,
mm-hmm.
which is sort of a double knit for fencing.
Got what I was about to say. Yes, I really did just completely forget what I was about to say, so I'll go on.
That's that damn noise.
Oh, it's my mind not functioning correctly. If setting up a barbed wire fence, you would say you would staple the wire to each...
Right.
Each what?
Post.
And the plural of post, you'd have several...
Posts.
Okay. Oh, I know what it was. You said, I'd ask about types of fences. You said stone. Do you have those around here?
No.
Where have you seen?
You might have them in St. Tammany Parish or something like that,
mm-hmm.
where a country home, it would be a decorative, artificial sort of thing. It would not be a normal occurrence to see a stone fence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now if you wanted to make a hen start laying, do you know what you would put in her nest to fool her?
Artificial egg.
Made of what?
Glass egg.
Okay, your best dishes are made of?
China.
Would you ever use that term with egg?
Porcelain, you might. No.
Would you, for pronunciation, say those two terms together? Egg and China.
Egg, China?
The other way.
China, egg.
Yes. Uh-huh. You mentioned...
the answer is no, but mm-hmm. I mean China, egg.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. What would you carry water in at a well?
Bucket.
What would you milk into?
Pail.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same thing?
Essentially.
What would you carry food to the pigs in?
A bucket.
Any special type?
Slopping bucket.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And then what would you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
What would it be made
of?
What would it be made of?
Cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
Black iron.
Did you ever hear a term for an old one that might have legs and used in a fireplace?
No.
Okay. What about something big and black that might be out in the yard for washing clothes or scalding hogs?
Iron kettle.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you call a container to...
You might also call it a sugar kettle.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of those still.
What do you make in that?
They, in the primitive manufacture of sugar,
mm-hmm.
In the early 19th century, before sugar became mechanized, truly mechanized mm-hmm. in the factory production, they used these huge iron kettles that looked rather similar to a doughboy hat from the First World War,
mm-hmm.
upturned. These ranged in size from maybe 2 feet across to 7 feet across
mm-hmm.
in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
They are used today. I have one in my yard
oh.
as a fish pond
mm-hmm.
for the goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
They are often used also for watering animals in a field.
Mm-hmm.
Something
you might put cut flowers into.
A vase.
Okay. And then what are the eating utensils that you set beside the plate?
Silver.
Would you name them specifically?
Fork. Knife. Spoon.